Safety first. You and driver education.
Sometimes, to tell a secret, you first have to teach a lesson. We're going to start our lesson tonight on an early, warm summer evening in a parking lot overlooking the Beltsville Agricultural Farms in suburban Maryland. Less than a mile away, the crumbling concrete of US 1 wends its way past one-room revival churches, the porno drive-in, and boarded-up motels with for sale signs tumbling down. Like I said, it's a warm summer evening. Here on the land the Department of Agriculture owns, the smell of sleeping farm animals is thick on the air. The smells of clover and hay mix in with the smells of the leather dashboard. You can still imagine how Maryland used to be before the malls took over. This countryside was once dotted with farmhouses, and from their porches you could have witnessed the Civil War raging in the front fields. Oh, yes. There's a moon over Maryland tonight that spills into the car where I sit beside a man old enough to be. Did I mention how still the night is? Damp soil and tranquil air. It's the kind of night that makes a middle-aged man with a mortgage feel like a country boy again. It's 1969, and I am very old.